Hello. Welcome to Be Your Best Self Health Chats, weekly casual conversations about taking health into your own hands. I am your host, Kristen Longacre.
We are going to start off this week with a question. I want you to think about this for a second. Have you ever pulled into the gas station right as the empty light pops up on your dashboard? How do you feel? Like, it's a feeling of panic, or maybe it's relief. It's kind of everything all at the same time. Do you know what I'm talking about? So we rarely let that happen to our cars, or at least I hope we rarely let that happen to our cars, but we let it happen to our bodies all of the time. We let that light come on and we ignore it and we keep going with no gas left in our tank. Because we live in this go, go, go society, it's easy to say, well, that's what you're supposed to do. You're supposed to just keep going. It seems to almost be like a challenge, like who can be more stressed out? Like, it's just, we constantly are stressing our bodies out. We're constantly stressing ourselves out and we're letting our tank get empty. So today on the podcast, I want to talk about filling our tank, filling our internal gas tanks. But before we can do that, we need a better understanding of what it means to actually leave your body on empty and different signs that your body might be running on empty. So for starters, here are a couple signs that your body might be running on empty or that light is about to come on. You know that light I'm talking about, that gas light on your car. For starters, exhaustion or lack of energy. A lot of us can attribute that to we're getting older or I don't sleep at night. I have too much going on. I'm not supposed to have energy because I'm always on the go, go, go. So you don't have energy, therefore you're exhausted. Another sign that your body might be running on empty is cravings, such as like sugar and salt cravings. When we're fighting cravings like that, chances are our body is actually trying to tell us something else is going on. So while yes, we might be craving a piece of chocolate cake, it's possible that we're actually really craving a good night's sleep, a bottle of water, something that our body can say, okay, like, I feel better, put me back together. Same with salty. I mean, it's not just sugar, but typically you think of sugar, bread, carbs, all that kind of thing. But like salty cravings are the same as well. Then there's the next one that should be an obvious one, but I think we quickly lose sight of because it's just become typical in our society today. Weight gain or bloating. Those are both signs that your body is running on empty or your body's trying to tell you something. Your body retains weight. Your body retains water. It's causing bloating. It's causing weight gain. You're seeing the numbers on the scale go up. Your body is fighting against something. And maybe it's the food you're eating. Maybe it's the lack of exercise. Maybe it's the stress you're putting on your body. It could be any of those things. It doesn't have to be just one. It doesn't have to be all three. Another sign might be getting headaches. You know, suddenly you start having headaches at the same time every day. Your body's trying to tell you something. It's not just pure coincidence that you get a headache at 3 o'clock every day. It's not pure coincidence that you just wake up with a headache every day. That's your body's sign that something is just not right. Another sign that falls right along those same lines is a low immune system. You feel like you're constantly getting sick. You get over one cold, so you jump to another cold. And then you get over that cold and you have strep throat. And then you get over that strep throat and you have tonsillitis, I don't know. You just suddenly go from one thing to another and it feels like your body never has a chance to rest. And that's truly what's happening. Your immune system isn't having time to rebuild itself. We're just letting it keep continue to get beat down and beat down and beat down and beat down to the point where your body doesn't know what to do. It just accepts the sicknesses that come into your body. Then there's acne or other skin conditions like eczema, rashes, stuff like that. Believe it or not, those are external signs that your body is trying to tell you something's not right or it doesn't agree with something. There's a lot of people will say, oh, I break out if I eat dairy or I get pimples if I eat too much sugar. Probably because your body's trying to tell you it didn't like something that you put into it. Same with the eczema. Eczema can be something that really is a very internal thing that needs to be healed. So many of these things, we just look for Band-Aids for. We drink coffee when we're exhausted. We feed into our cravings. We try detoxes for weight gain and bloating and all that kind of stuff. We pop a Motrin to cover the headaches and pain and stuff. We take Tylenol cold for the cold cysts that just keep coming back. We put creams on our acne or eczema. We put makeup to cover them up. All of these things are internal things. And by just putting these Band-Aids on, we're not getting to the root cause of them. We're not getting to the bottom of why our tank is empty. We're just running with that empty light, just hanging on there. Or just as we're about to pull into the gas station, that Band-Aid brings us up just a tiny bit to get us by until the next time the light comes on. Those Band-Aids aren't going to help until we get to the root of the problem. But you can only put a Band-Aid on something for so long before that Band-Aid stops working. Think about it. How often do you start to realize, like, let's take acid reflux, for example. You can pop a Tums, and then maybe 2 or 3 weeks later, you need 2 Tums. Maybe a couple weeks later, you need like 3 Tums because your body is just becoming immune to it. Or the same with your immune system. Tylenol cold stops working eventually. Why is that? Because it's a Band-Aid. There's a deeper root cause going on that needs to be addressed. Instead of having that crash, instead of having that light turn on as you pull into the gas station for that Band-Aid, what if you had a chance to actually tune into your body and know when your tank was starting to get low? Let's talk about this for a second. Because one of the things that you will hear me talk about over and over and over again to my clients, to my one-on-one clients, my group coaching clients, is we always talk about knowing your body and why it's so important to know your body. Because knowing your body is going to let you know when your tank is getting low. It's not going to take a complete crash for you to say, okay, I get it. I will slow down. You can tune into your body when your tank is half full and you can say, oh, I need to fill it up. You don't have to wait until that light comes on. And if with that, knowing your body means knowing what foods help keep your tank full and help avoid that feeling of getting low altogether. What if you knew how to do that? What if you knew exactly what foods were perfect for your body? I mean, I get it. You've got a busy, you've got a family to take care of, you've got a lot going on. I mean, obviously we're exhausted here. We're running from thing to thing to thing to thing. Maybe you don't know how to cook. Maybe working out's not your thing. So this whole idea of knowing your body, tuning into your body, and filling up your tank is just not it. You're not really interested in that piece of it. But sit back and take a big, deep breath because I'm about to give you some really good news. Living a healthy lifestyle doesn't need to be complicated. It doesn't need to overhaul your entire lifestyle to live a healthy lifestyle. Yes, should you be cooking more? Absolutely. Should you be moving your body? Yes. Do you have a busy family to take care of? Uh-huh. You can still do that. You can keep your tank half full and more without overhauling it all. All it takes is a little bit of time to get to know your body. That tune in we were talking about, getting to tune into your body. Once you know what's going on with your body, and once you have that great idea of how your body reacts to things, you can still meet your family's needs right where they're at. You can still run from sport to dance to this to that to science bowl to math bowl to whatever it is. You don't have to cook fancy meals. You just have to limit the eating out. Moving your body can be whatever you want it to be. Moving your body could be going for a walk around the block. It could be lifting heavy weights in your basement. It doesn't have to be this big ordeal. It's just simply moving your body. Because being healthy can fit into your life even on the busiest days. So I'm going to challenge you. I am going to challenge you to stop holding yourself back. Going to challenge you to start tuning into your body and stop putting Band-Aids on things when your tank is starting to get low. Your body deserves more than running on empty all the time. You deserve to be full of energy, to feel confident in your own body. You deserve that. Every single one of you listening to this podcast deserves that. So I challenge you today to stop holding yourself back. If you are ready to fill up your tank and keep it full while still living your life to the fullest through 12 weeks of nutrition group coaching, that provides the community, the support, the accountability that you need to really take your health into your own hands this time, Nutrition Group Coaching with Be Your Best Self Coaching is right here for you. We are starting on February 13th, and we're going to go for 12 weeks together. We're going to spend 12 weeks getting to know your body, figuring out what foods work for you and what foods don't work for you. We're going to build confidence in the food that you are putting on your plate. Come join us. We start February 13th. Thanks for hanging out this week on the podcast. As always, it's great to have you here. And if you have a chance to visit iTunes or Spotify to rate and review, I would greatly appreciate it. The more reviews you give, the more people that can find this podcast. Send it to a friend. Come check back in next week. Have a great week, everybody.